I'm speaking here with Joe Balish. And Joe, first of all, tell me what you do for NASCAR.
I'm the series director for the NASCAR Nationwide Series.
Wonderful. Well, we're about to have an inaugural race here at Chicagoland Speedway for the STP 300. Any comment you might make about how we've come to get this race here this weekend?
Well, number one, STP has been one of the great brands in motorsports. They've been around forever, supported NASCAR racing with a number of different endeavors with car sponsorships and team sponsorships, and it's great to see them back here at Chicagoland Speedway sponsoring the Nationwide STP 300.
Well, I am looking forward to that. All the cars this year are running on a blend of ethanol, 15%. American Ethanol made a big commitment to that. As you can see around the gas intake on all the cars, for example. What does this kind of mean to the series and to NASCAR?
Well, it's all part of the things that we're trying to do to become less, you know, dependent on foreign fuels and those type of things. But it's also great for American industry to have such a great partner with American Ethanol and being able to use that fuel mixed with our Sunoco Racing fuel that provides some very high quality, high power fuel for our race cars.
Any feedback you've gotten from teams, the technical folks, on how well that's performing?
Well, it's performing very well for the teams themselves. Anytime you make any change in the blends, there's always a little testing or something like that that they have to go through. They'll make little tweaks to their engines and their carburation for the percentages of fuel and oxygen levels and those type of things. They've already done all of that, and now that they've got through all their testing, we've started this year is our first year with our partner, and the performance has been great, and the teams really are happy to be involved with such a great partner.
We got to give a shout out to America's corn growers here, because that's where this ethanol is being made from up to this point. What do you think about having corn growers around the country, these farmers, involved in seeing their fuel being used out here on the spray track?
Well, it's awesome. I'm an Indiana guy, you know, so I grew up around Indiana corn and Illinois corn and really all the stuff in the Midwest. Been able to travel around a lot and talk to the corn producers. There's also a great tie with our series sponsor with Nationwide. Some of the board members are large farmers as well, and they actually produce corn that goes to ethanol plants. So it's a great really thing that happens is that's all tied together. And, you know, that's the heart of America. I mean, that's what we do as a country, and it's really cool that we can use those products in our race cars to help us entertain the race fans.
Well, I think that it's being perceived by everybody I've talked to as a great opportunity to reach the American public with a good, positive message. NASCAR does that for a sponsor, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, and it has been great. You know, I had the opportunity when I was in Iowa to look at some of the John Deere products that were there in support of that race, and, you know, climbed up on top of a 9770 combine and spent some time looking at how that's all changed and seeing how you know what the American farmers are using to pick the corn. And I've talked to a number of the teams and have looked at the ethanol plants, and it's amazing, you know, from the corn that's grown, how much of that actually per bushel gets turned into the ethanol, and it's a really a pretty good percentage. Along with that, the byproducts from it are all used. So this is like basically a zero waste product as the byproducts go into, you know, feeds for their animals and those type of things. So it's cool. It's a great cycle.
Well, that's exactly the message, by the way, that we want to get out. So thank you very much for bringing that into our interview here, because that's what we want the American public consumers to know. So here from Trackside at Chicagoland Speedway, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.